This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Andrew Bell, the CEO of Red Rock Resources, is joining us today on Stockbox following some news from their DRC copper cobalt project. Andrew, the drills are turning. What can you tell us?
You're right. The RC rig is turning and we're drilling 2,000 metres initially, and that'll be 20 or slightly more than 20 drill holes going down to between 60 and 100 metres each. And that'll take us through the water table. We expect the target to be relatively near surface, judging by the strength of the tenor of the geochemical samples we took and such geophysical modeling as we've been able to do. It may be that, and with the IP does suggest that the system may go a little bit deeper, and then that may justify a further round of drilling to test deeper targets there. But initially, we're just doing the obvious thing, which is we're drilling around this anticline, this fold, and in the areas where we've got good geochemistry and which we think are prospective targets.
Okay, so talking about prospective targets then, and you mentioned a geophysical modelling, what pre-preparation work, exploration work has been done to enable you to plan out this campaign?
Well, first of all, we did the geochemistry. We did termite mine sampling. And funnily enough, you know, you've got a density of termite mines there that enables you to get quite close spacing for that. And after that, we did ground magnetics, and then we did some IP. And we had, of course, some structure and did some mapping as well. So we've put the picture together. We also know what's happening in neighboring licenses and the geology that has been established by previous work in the area. And so, of course, we put together all the elements and we said, yeah, we're ready to drill. And I think the fact that from the geochemistry, we got some quite high results for copper and cobalt, we think it's either something very, very high grade or something very close to surface or both. And so we're testing it. Ultimately, the truth comes, this is the moment of truth, the truth comes with drilling.
Yes, the truth definitely does come in the drilling. So what are you hoping to find, and how early on in the program do you think you might get an idea?
I think that we will get, my hope is we find a substantial copper deposit, and it's not a big license, but it's quite big enough to contain something of substantial size, particularly, and the spread of results over the license was pretty good. Indicates that we've got continuous anomalism there to test. So all we can do is do this drilling, then get a picture and see where we are there. But to justify further exploration after this drill program, we'll only need to get a few good results, because we'll learn a lot from them once we put this three-dimensional information together with what we have. So when do we get the results? I think that because this is a cobalt target as well as copper, there's not much point doing XRF. So we will take the samples, we'll prepare them, we'll send them straight to the lab, and it's as soon as the lab can get us the results back. I say that because the wavelengths tested by XRF for cobalt are too close to those for iron, which, of course, is a lot of iron is always going to be in any sample. And therefore, you can get confusion, difficult to distinguish them, so you don't get accurate readings for cobalt. But whereas from a lab, of course, you get accurate readings for everything, copper and cobalt. We've got sufficient confidence. Say, well, we'll just wait and we'll get the proper results from the laboratory.
Okay. So the drills are turning now, are they?
They are, yep.
Okay. So what does the program look like then? I mean, how long is it scheduled for? What's the time frame look like? And when do you perhaps think you might be able to give some first initial results?
Well, we've got a fair idea of what the conditions are in this part of the country. The drillers have a lot of experience too. We haven't worked with this drilling company or with this rig, so we don't know the speed and the penetration, what depth we're going to be able to get to. We think it's all going to be okay. We would be hoping for a certain number of meters a day, and I'm not going to say what that is because we'll just have to see what it is in the result. But we've probably got a month's work there, and if we get some early samples that we think are worthwhile, we may try and rush them to the laboratory and get results back so that we can make a determination of whether we're going to extend the program beyond 2,000 meters and ask them to stay on and do more work. But we'll be guided by, we'll be guided by what happens on the ground, the facts.
Okay. Now, when you're drilling as an explorer, it's always a very exciting time in the story. How are you feeling right now? And do you think this drilling program might transform this project and indeed Red Rock?
Well, we have invested in drilling a well there and in putting up a small camp facility with breeze blocks and bricks. And so we have a guard room so that we can have security on the site. We've got a storeroom. We've got a mess room and we've got an ablution sort of block. So we're set up there with the expectation that we're going to be doing further work. And I can't say anything more than that. If you can gauge our degree of confidence, perhaps from the preparatory work that we've done. I mean, some of it is very necessary to thinking ahead, because if we find something, we want to avoid a situation where artisanal miners come in and disrupt our work. And so we've got to have security on site from the beginning. And because there has been artisanal success in the area, and then we don't want to be stimulating that kind of activity. We want to guard against it, because we had that experience in Kenya where we drilled and people come on, and before you know where you are, a small township has developed.
Mm-hmm. But do you think this could be a significant project, though?
Of course.
Okay. Final question. People like to see, be kept updated with regular news flow, but also media. Have you got any? Do you think you might be able to share some updates of the program and maybe some pictures of the camp?
Yes, I'm going to try to get them. We've got a few pictures. We'll try and get some better ones. And as time goes by, there'll be more and more we can provide. But the thing that really I'm thinking that, we take the purist, we can put that out on social media, sure. But the thing that is going to make the difference here is, finally, we're drilling. We've taken this project from complete green fields up to this real exciting prospect, and going to get the results pretty quickly. And I think we can afford to be patient and just wait for those results. And when they come out, if we're right in our assumptions, then we won't have to worry about telling the story. It'll tell itself.
Okay, good. Well, thank you very much, Andrew Bell there, the CEO of Red Rock Resources, giving us an update there on the drilling that is now commencing in the DRC. Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching at Stockbox Media.